Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Ideas. It's Monday the 19th of February and greetings from an overcast London where I'm speaking at an event today. And just evidence that we are in a dramatically and demonstrably different world. Sales of Apple watches last year surged to 8 million units, which is more than the entire Swiss watchmaking industry. Switzerland's famed industry exported 6.8 million timepieces in that period. And the business actually, Apple sold 8 million. And while Switzerland's watchmaking industry goes back more than 500 years, Apple has been making them for just three. Interestingly, the first version of the Apple Watch was deemed a bit of a dud by many, but the latest model seems to have had much better reviews. So it's moving forward. So let's get cracking with this week's ideas. That one was for free. And who says these days kids don't want to read? Well, tell the 40 million people who've downloaded the Hooked app that's the case. This innovative business started in 2015 and provides stories in text form. It's number one in downloads in the Apple Store. It's been labelled chat fiction and is a real hit with 16 to 33-year-olds. Stories are on average 1,000 words or a six-minute read, and many are focused on the horror and fantasy genre. And why has it been so popular? Because it's incredibly simple to use and its stories just keep you on the edge of the seat. They're in the form of text, which you click through to read as you want. It's free to get started, but then actually you can subscribe, so that's how they generate the revenue. The business is actually set up by Prerna Gupta and Parag Chaudhary, and they have a real passion for actually remaking reading for millennials. They've got a real mix of investors from Silicon Valley and Hollywood, including, of all people, Snoop Dogg and Mariah Carey. And it's just a great story, just looking at somebody who is disrupting and maybe reinventing a marketplace. There's more information on the andyhanselman.com webpage and a link to a great podcast by the Sunday Times, Danny in the Valley, interviewing the founders. It's well worth a listen. Idea 2 is a bit more local to us and encourages youngsters to read in a very different way. Whenever you're in need of some frog spawn, goblin mucus, giant belly button cleaners for clearing out stray chickens, or ready blended potions for the busy witch wizard, including grandma's scabs, there's only one place to go. That's the amazing Grimm & Co., which is a dramatically and demonstrably different apothecary in the centre of Rotherham, all places. Due to an unbreakable spell cast hundreds of years ago, apparently, all profits from selling their products go towards their charitable work, which is focused on improving literacy levels of local kids. The force behind Grimm & Co. is Deborah Bullivant. She's passionate about raising the consistently low key stage 2 literacy levels among disadvantaged children in the area. Rotherham consistently finds itself lower than the country. And actually, Deborah set up the national, this mystical Grimm & Co. to engage and educate youngsters. So yes, you go and it's a store, but behind there, through a very secret passage that only kids can see, is the writer's pad, where they actually do story making, creative writing for small school groups and holiday clubs. And they actually get kids to be creative, write books. They can get their books published, often have sessions where the parents are invited in to listen to the kids telling their stories. And they can also take books home from the library of forgotten books, where they can actually take them for free. And this is a great example of an innovative way to solve a problem. If you are local, have a go and check it out. If not, look at the website. Again, there's a link on there. And just talking of innovation, idea 3. I was speaking at a conference last week in London, and one of the guys that was also speaking was a medical futurist. Dr. Burton Mesko blew us away with his insights into what could be and is happening in the medical world. From medical drones in Rwanda, toilets that can check your urine for all sorts of things, and to octopus-shaped drugs that encourage kids to eat their tablets, he gave examples of things that are really happening now. And he encouraged us all to just take a bit of a step out of our comfort zones and look what is happening in our industry and in other industries. It's what we call fishing in different ponds, and I encourage you to have a look. Check out his webpage. There's a link on andyhanselman.com, or go out there, get fishing, see what other people are up to. Take care now. Bye.